In this bulletin, more protests underway around the country despite coronavirus regulations. Reports an Australian man has been sentenced to death in China for drug smuggling. And in the NRL, the coach of the St George Illawarra Dragons rejects speculation of player unrest. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Australians have rallied around the country for a second weekend as part of Black Lives Matter demonstrations. Between 700 and 1,000 people gathered in the Northern Territory capital of Darwin. Organisers lodged a safety plan allowing the gathering to exceed the current legal limit of 500. Anthony R. Kitt says it's time for change.
It's about systemic change that we need to do. So happy to see a lot of non-Indigenous people here. I'm really happy about that. And the young ones leading from the front, exactly what we need.
In Perth, protesters rallied at Langley Park in the Central Business District. Noongar man Robert Eggington says the racism faced by Indigenous Australians is a public health issue that needs to be urgently addressed.
We lost our son 10 years ago. We lost our son through the continued brutality, marginalisation, racism, and what this society had poisoned him with the white man's poisons. So today, the Dumbartung's tribute to this rally is in honour of my son, Bob.
Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says protesters should stay at home.
These people who want to go and protest, they ought to think long and hard about their actions. The courts say no. The Chief Medical Officer, Professor Brendan Murphy, says no. Common sense would dictate to them that they should be staying at home.
Refugee advocates have gathered to protest in Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne despite the threat of fines and warnings from authorities fearful of a coronavirus outbreak. In Melbourne, protesters rallied in groups of 20 across 8 locations, including outside the Mantra Bell City Hotel in Preston, where some refugees are being held. This demonstrator has called for the release of the refugees.
They've been stuck inside of that hotel for at least 7 months, some people close to a year. They've been stuck inside that place, 3 to a room, without adequate access to hand sanitizer and soap. And this is in a global pandemic. Make no mistake, detention is a health risk. And we've heard all of our politicians talking about how, you know, we need to look out for the health of people. Well, that's what we're doing, because this is an emergency. This is a crisis.
Supporters of asylum seekers in Brisbane have pledged to step up their blockade of a hotel in the city from where the government is trying to move asylum seekers. And in Sydney, protesters held an exercise protest to get around public health regulations, which limit gatherings to no more than 20 people. This protester says demonstrators have been careful to maintain physical distancing and to wear masks.
It's fine to for football games to go ahead, for gyms to open as of today. The rates of the spread of the virus are relatively low at this point. But at the same time, it's absolute sheer hypocrisy from the government, who's willing to keep refugees and asylum seekers locked up in very cramped circumstances where the idea of social distancing is an absolute joke.
The New South Wales Supreme Court on Thursday blocked the rally, and New South Wales police has warned those attending the protest they risk being fined and arrested. New South Wales police has denied an officer knew he was making a hand symbol frequently used by white supremacists after he was photographed doing the OK gesture during a response to protests against police brutality. While the gesture, using the thumb and index finger, is generally accepted to be an expression of approval or agreement, it has been co-opted over the last several years by white supremacists, using it as a white power gesture. Video footage on social media shows the officer making the gesture during last night's Black Lives Matter protest in Sydney. In a statement, New South Wales Police says the officer was unaware the gesture could be deemed offensive and he was simply responding to a group of women about the night being okay. Chinese media outlets are reporting an Australian man has been sentenced to death in China after allegedly attempting to smuggle drugs into the country more than 6 years ago. Haifeng News reports the man was sentenced by the Guangzhou Intermediate People's Court earlier this week. The person is believed to be Cam Gillespie. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has been contacted for comment. And to sport in the NRL, Isaac Luke is set to depart St George Illawarra immediately, but embattled coach Paul McGregor has rejected speculation of player unrest at the club. McGregor confirmed Luke approached the club 2 weeks ago about a release to move to Queensland, where he has family. McGregor has denied suggestions Luke was disgruntled with the club, who have yet to win a game this season and sit at the bottom of the ladder. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, showers 21. Adelaide, showers developing 16. Melbourne, shower to 16. Hobart, showers increasing windy 15. Canberra, rain, then mostly sunny 14. Wollongong, morning shower to 20. Sydney, early showers becoming sunny 21. Newcastle, rain easing, then sunny 23. Brisbane, showers tending to rain 23. Cairns, shower to 29. And Darwin, sunny 33. This is SBS News.